Consciousness raising was a bit excruciating in my experience, but at the same time it was amazing to hear people's stories talking about their own lives.
Mm. And how did that happen? Did you go around the room and talk?
Yeah, pretty much. You didn't have to talk, you know, but we'd just go around the room, and if you felt like you could speak, then you would.
Mm.
Occasionally somebody would ask you a question, or, I mean, no one would take over.
So what was the purpose of the consciousness raising in that Sydney Uni group or 33A? Was it to just get something off your chest, or was it to sort of more sort of political purpose?
Well, it seemed to have its own purpose, really. I mean, it wasn't like it was contrived, I don't think, but it certainly opened us up to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And gave us a better understanding of one another, but it also gave us a very good understanding of what our society was like. Like, for instance, my family was completely tolerant of my sexuality, and it never was an issue. And, you know, being gay wasn't a bad thing as far as my family was concerned on my mother's side, who were the people I lived with. But to hear stories from other people of how their parents had reacted, how their parents behaved towards them, for me was just shocking, and how devastating you could see it was for those people, and how it had changed their lives, and how coming to Sydney University had opened all these doors of opportunity for them, and then they were struggling to see where they fitted into the world because they'd come from one world and now here they were in another world.
Mm.
Yeah, and also the world was open to change at this point. I mean, Vietnam and that type of mass demonstration politics had empowered people. You know, people wanted to change a lot of the things that were wrong with our society, and I have to say, when I found out how gay men were treated by police, that I was shocked to the core. And I think most of the people who found out, you know, were prepared to join in and support the socialists were fabulous.
Mm.
And they never hesitated to join in and risk themselves.
Mm. When people came out and told their stories, what happened after that? You obviously got a lot off your chest, and in some ways, without a debrief.
Well, how do we cope with that? We didn't have the resources to cope with that. My God, you know, we didn't have it. Anything. We made ourselves all completely open and vulnerable, and then we had nothing.
Then you walked away.
Well, no, we sort of clung on to one another. I mean, we took one another home to bed or to the pub or you know, whatever we could.
Mm.
We sort of embraced one another, I suppose, because that was all you had.